Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Madam Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, at the outset, I would like to say that our thoughts go to Indonesia after the tragic natural disasters that shook this country very recently. We take this opportunity to express our deep condolences to the Indonesian authorities and to the families of the victims. Madam Chairperson, allow me to congratulate you and the High Commissioner for the excellent conduct of our deliberations and the inspiring statement delivered at the opening of this ExCom session. With the adoption of the New York Declaration, the international community has engaged itself to improve its response to the increasing flows of refugees across the world and their living conditions. A lot of hope is being placed in the Global Compact on Refugees, which was thoroughly discussed in Geneva under the able stewardship of the UNHCR. As many delegations mentioned it, the formal adoption by the UNGA of this instrument should not be an end in itself. We know that we are going to face many challenges, but we should tackle them in a responsible manner, taking into account the new and complex realities of our world. We need predictability and tailored and durable solutions that respond to the specific needs with the final objective of ensuring the dignity of the people forced to flee their homeland. Pressure must be eased on host states and communities. The notion of responsibility sharing is a major element of the GCR, knowing that many low-income countries are hosting a large number of refugees. Nevertheless, we know that the GCR will not spare us from finding durable solutions to the too many crises and conflicts that the world is witnessing. The root causes are definitely to be addressed. Madam Chairperson, many OIC countries are doing their best to manage the presence of huge number of refugees despite often their own difficult socio-economic situation. Some OIC countries are among the rollout countries of the CRRF. The OIC reiterates its conviction that the CRRF is a coherent and forward-looking framework for refugee response crisis. It is also important to build partnership, particularly through a regional approach. The conclusion of the OIC UNHCR workshop on the CRRF held on 29-30 April in Jordan reiterated the need for inclusive and multi-sector approach to address the refugees situations. This workshop was a good opportunity to share best practices, implementation challenges, and innovative ideas to ensure social cohesion between refugees and host communities and develop inclusive national refugees plans. Clear reaffirmation was made that international cooperation is a central component of protection. This responsibility and burden sharing should encapsulate not only financial, technical, and material contributions, but also other protection pathways. Madam Chairperson, OIC values the UNHCR's strategic directions and their concrete and concerted applications to find solutions to new and protracted refugees and IDPs crisis. International protection, adequate national-led response, inclusion and empowerment of refugees, and viable, durable solutions require comprehensive engagement by all stakeholders. Above all, it should remain a state-led process and sovereign engagement where both refugees' protection and host communities' interests are taken in consideration. The OIC Ministerial Conference held in Dhaka, Bangladesh in May 2018 reaffirmed the need for enhanced support to countries hosting large numbers of refugees and countries of origin through humanitarian and development assistance. International humanitarian law, which is in total accordance with Islamic values, is central to the OIC humanitarian action. In concluding, Madam Chairperson, I would like to pay tribute to UNHCR personnel for the incredible work done discreetly, far from the cameras, but in a very efficient way. I thank you.